Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everybody. And here we are with our weekly program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today in our studio, we have John Logan, a world-famous underwater photographer. We all see and admire his photos in National Geographic magazine. He started as a diver when he was a teenager and fell in love with the underwater world. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure being here.
What do you think is the main character trait for an underwater photographer?
You know, it takes hours to witness and capture those exciting and unpredictable moments of the underwater world. I mean, I probably have thousands and thousands of photos of the rear ends of fish swimming away. To take a picture of fish is really a question of waiting and looking and thinking what they're about to do. In our brief time underwater, every underwater photographer is always after that moment. And that moment is a product of time, persistence, knowledge of how the fish is behaving, and of course, the most important ingredient, which is luck.
Your signature style is called the half-and-half photograph, which shows both the world underwater and the world above. How did that idea come about?
I didn't invent that style of photography, but I've been thinking about it since I was only 9 years old, when I was swimming and snorkeling around the jetties of New Jersey. I would put my head above water and see clouds, lifeguards, the beach, and people. Then I'd put my head underwater and I would see silver fish, spider crabs, all sorts of other things. It was like escaping to a world that was dreamlike. Today, we use wide-angle lenses and a special underwater housing to make these photos come to life. I recently published a book of my half-and-half photos called Two Worlds. It's an idea I've had for quite a while, and it took me 30 years to get the pictures together.
What is your true motivation for underwater photography?
I've always said that pictures have power. They have the power to illuminate, to illustrate, and they certainly have the power to educate. They have the power to convince the unconvinced. And for me, they have the power to open people's eyes to the sea. We are fighting, as environmentalists, against one of the most difficult things, human apathy towards the ocean.
In that sense, would you say the photos are more important now than ever?
It's very hard for people to understand that this is a water planet, that this is all there is, and that we need to protect it. We are, as photographers, making the best pictures we've ever made in our lives right now. We can really say, this is in our mind's eye. This is what we saw. Here it is. In the past 20 years, printing inks have also evolved into something spectacular. We can now render the color blue brilliantly and beautifully. We can bring back that message from the other world. The sad part about it is that our world is also changing at the same time. So, what we're doing right now is not just taking pictures, but recording a time and a place that may change irreversibly in the next few years. I've seen that.
Where has that effect been the most prominent in your experience?
Oh, everything has changed. In the last decades, it's been a change in climate and global warming. One of the things I'm doing right now is a project called Coral Through the Lens of Time. I'm going back to places I photographed in years past and photographing the changes I see now.
Thank you, John. It's been very interesting talking to you.
Thank you. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, everybody. And here we are with our weekly program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today in our studio, we have John Logan, a world-famous underwater photographer. We all see and admire his photos in National Geographic magazine. He started as a diver when he was a teenager and fell in love with the underwater world. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure being here.
What do you think is the main character trait for an underwater photographer?
You know, it takes hours to witness and capture those exciting and unpredictable moments of the underwater world. I mean, I probably have thousands and thousands of photos of the rear ends of fish swimming away. To take a picture of fish is really a question of waiting and looking and thinking what they're about to do. In our brief time underwater, every underwater photographer is always after that moment. And that moment is a product of time, persistence, knowledge of how the fish is behaving, and of course, the most important ingredient, which is luck.
Your signature style is called the half-and-half photograph, which shows both the world underwater and the world above. How did that idea come about?
I didn't invent that style of photography, but I've been thinking about it since I was only 9 years old, when I was swimming and snorkeling around the jetties of New Jersey. I would put my head above water and see clouds, lifeguards, the beach, and people. Then I'd put my head underwater and I would see silver fish, spider crabs, all sorts of other things. It was like escaping to a world that was dreamlike. Today, we use wide-angle lenses and a special underwater housing to make these photos come to life. I recently published a book of my half-and-half photos called Two Worlds. It's an idea I've had for quite a while, and it took me 30 years to get the pictures together.
What is your true motivation for underwater photography?
I've always said that pictures have power. They have the power to illuminate, to illustrate, and they certainly have the power to educate. They have the power to convince the unconvinced. And for me, they have the power to open people's eyes to the sea. We are fighting, as environmentalists, against one of the most difficult things, human apathy towards the ocean.
In that sense, would you say the photos are more important now than ever?
It's very hard for people to understand that this is a water planet, that this is all there is, and that we need to protect it. We are, as photographers, making the best pictures we've ever made in our lives right now. We can really say, this is in our mind's eye. This is what we saw. Here it is. In the past 20 years, printing inks have also evolved into something spectacular. We can now render the color blue brilliantly and beautifully. We can bring back that message from the other world. The sad part about it is that our world is also changing at the same time. So, what we're doing right now is not just taking pictures, but recording a time and a place that may change irreversibly in the next few years. I've seen that.
Where has that effect been the most prominent in your experience?
Oh, everything has changed. In the last decades, it's been a change in climate and global warming. One of the things I'm doing right now is a project called Coral Through the Lens of Time. I'm going back to places I photographed in years past and photographing the changes I see now.
Thank you, John. It's been very interesting talking to you.
Thank you. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.